see what's brewing. Come see what the good times are.
The 11 o'clock
come
hour.
Come see what the brewers are doing. Come on,
I'm Wilde and Tausch. Begins now. I am on the George Webb menu. We know they have burgers. They could be giving away a lot of them. But on their menu, got to scroll all the way down past the omelets, past the breakfast skillets, past the soup and the chili, past the sides. You get down to the desserts. And they don't have ice cream.
Oh, so we can't say. That's a shame.
Good but to know.
But they could be giving away lots and lots and lots of burgers as your Milwaukee Brewers. I have a shirt somewhere in my closet that says George Webb predicts the Brewers will win 12 straight games this year.
You think they're rooting for 12 straight, or you think they're kind of like, it's great that they got 11, we're getting a lot of free pub, and now we don't have to fire out a bunch of burgers?
I think ideal world, question. I think they're rooting for 11, because then everyone's talking about them, but they don't actually have to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I would think that at some point, I think they're fine giving away burgers. It's good.
I think so, it's too.
Advertising. It's good promotion. It's good for the community. And how many burgers do they give out? Is it a
window?
Is it a full day?
Yeah, I have the information for you. Okay. So it has happened twice since Mr. Webb made the prediction, lo, those many years ago. In 1987, this is from a story on Milwaukee.com.
What does Webb stand for? Where everyone becomes better? Or what does Webb stand for? W-E-B-B.
Isn't that just a name?
I think it's George's last name.
No, I think it's an acronym.
Okay, I'm gonna read the information about the burgers before I fact check the acronym.
An acronym? That would blow my mind.
What does Tausch stand for? Together.
Well, it's
all
you.
It's been accomplished twice in team history. 1987. If you remember, that was obviously the 1987 team that won 13 straight games.
Dale,
did they win to start
Dale
the season?
Swain.
Dale Swain Dale goes Swain. Yard after Rob Deer ties it. They end up on the cover of Sports Illustrated. That time, they gave out nearly 170,000 free burgers in the Milwaukee.
Oh, my God.
In 2018, if you recall, when the Brewers, I believe, if I remember correctly from our conversation yesterday when we were all Brewers during our Schmorgy Monday, they were within one game of a return to the World Series. They won 12 straight games that year as well.
So they finished the regular season winning 8 straight, including game 163, and then they won 4 in a row to start the playoffs. So that's where they achieved the 12th. So it's only been done once in regular season Brewers history, but including the playoffs, they did 12 in a row in 2018.
But because George, whatever his real last name is, and instead he replaced it with an acronym, Webb.
He's a spy.
Did. CIA, also also an acronym. That time they gave out 190,000 burgers. In restaurant orders, vouchers for future free burgers. So that's how many times it's happened. Tonight, 8:40 Central for the first pitch across the Brewers Radio Network, which of course includes 100.5 ESPN Madison and the flagship 620 WTMJ. You know who's on the mound tonight, big fella?
Probably the Miz.
The Miz.
Order your burgers now. Order
Logan
them out of time.
Gilbert for the Mariners. And the Brewers at 60-40 now with the best record in baseball. Are you going to get burgers if they win? Are you in on this?
I'm going to be out of town. How long do you get this opportunity to get a burger?
I don't know what the rules are going to be.
What they did in 2018 was they passed out vouchers that you could walk. You could basically walk in, get your voucher. I don't know if they did them even outside. There were massive lines at many of the George Webb locations. But you got a voucher for a free burger. And then some went in and used it right away. Others saw, wow, this place is crowded. I'm going to come back in a week or in a month or tomorrow. And you can use it whenever you want. So,
but don't you get nervous about that, though? Can't they photocopy and do all that sort of stuff?
I am sure that George Webb restaurants have a policy in place where it would be very difficult to replicate the burger voucher that they give away. Maybe it's all digital now. Who knows?
I think, I mean, obviously, I think it's cool. It's an awesome promotion. It's only happened twice in the however many years this has been going on. And you're looking at it from, you have the young whippersnapper rolling. This team, I mean, I watched some of the game again last night. As it's been the summer of the Brewers for me. Been watching more, listening more. It, you look at it and you're like, they can't get a hit. They're struggling. Old boy grinds out a great at-bat. And next thing you know, it's bing, 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 4-0. Boom, boom, boom. And they do it with base running. They do it with extending and stealing. There's a little bit of everything with what they're doing. And it's just a really fun team. Like I hope everybody is enjoying it. And it got me thinking, I don't want to be prisoner of the moment.
Oh, no.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing it.
We've got such a good thing going here.
It's the best record
Final
in
four,
the history
baby.
Of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Don't,
Final
put, don't,
four.
No,
is this
don't
the best,
put the whammy on them. Don't do it.
Is this the best record that the Brewers have had in the history of their team after this many games?
They have never been the best record in baseball at this juncture of the season. 100 games in.
I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not going to say that it's a team that's on par with that 82 team. I'm not going to say that. But, boy, just it's fun. It is fun. I think you can see it that they feel under. They have the underdog vibe with the resume of being the best team in baseball as we sit here today. Again, I'm not saying it's the most talented roster. I'm not saying, but results are results. And as the great Brad Childress always said, don't confuse effort with results. This is a cute story. Oh, they're in a little train that could choo 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 choo. Well, that train's getting close to the station, and it's looking dang good. This isn't just some little cute little Willy engine that could type of deal. It's a really good team. And they got the best record in baseball, and we should be enjoying it. And I know I am. That's all. No outlandish statements from me today.
Thank you for your lack of service. I'm here to report.
Jason, how do you think the Brewers are doing this year? I don't know. You're doing okay. Off to a good start, huh?
Some restaurants have to make up cool-sounding names and stories to impress you. Why? Because they didn't have George Webb. George was the real deal. He opened his very first hamburger parlor in 1948 right here in Milwaukee on the corner of Ogden and Van Buren Streets. George, his wife Evelyn, and their three sons, Jim, Tom, and Bob, all worked in the restaurant. His vision was simple. Be
Did
a friend
a
in the
hat?
Neighborhood.
That little white paper hat that folds in.
By serving good food at fair prices 24 hours a day. When a city ordinance prohibited establishments from being open 24 hours a day, George came up with the perfect workaround. He announced George Webb Restaurants will be open 23 hours and 59 minutes and 59 seconds 7 days a week and on Sundays. He hung two clocks set 1 minute apart in the restaurant to demonstrate that they were indeed closed and reopened every day in exact compliance with the law. His name was George Webb.
We're eating better burgers?
It is not a... It's not Sonar... It's not an acronym. If you're curious, because I was, the prediction started in the 1940s when the Milwaukee Brewers were a team in the American association. So he made that prediction way back then, and it never happened even with those teams until 1987. So,
what's the math on an NFL season? If it's 12 straight out of 162, what would you need on a 17-game season to be, let's say a burger joint wanted to do something similar for the G&G? 8 in a row?
Well, they only play 17 games, and we're talking 12 in a row out of 162. So I don't...
Yeah, but there's. It's not just as simple, and this is where, all right, 565, I've given you a long summer.
Oh, we're back.
Yeah, it's preseason.
Back to work.
It's training camp for the boys. Do the math on the probability, because it's not as simple as just saying, well, 12 divided by 162. There's some probability that goes into this, too. I'm guessing it's going to be 8 or 9 wins in the NFL to the 12 wins in baseball, because the probability you play every day, I'm guessing football, it's easier to have a 6 or 7 game win streak than in baseball to have 12. That basically means you're sweeping 4 different teams, 4 three-game sets. Football should be what are we guessing when we put Gerriard and Klinkster on this? Is it going to be 7-8, or you think it's going to be 6-7?
I don't know. Let's play some trivia.
Shocking. Shocking. Hey, do you know this whole thing with the kids?
What did
do
you
your
think
kids
of that
get
delivery,
a huge
Jesse?
Kick out of this 6 or 7? Do your kids get a huge kick out of this 6-7? It has become a punchline with our baseball team. I don't fully understand it. I looked the origins of it up. Something on TikTok with basketball. But if you say 6-7, kids love it. They think it's the funniest thing on earth. You have any idea what I'm talking about?
Nope. I don't know.
Shocker.
I do know it's time for trivia. Jesse,
let's take caller 6 or 7. 6 or 7.
Nice. Kids love us.
Jesse, what's the category? What color do you want?
So a little bit of a twist this week.
Mm-hmm.
Packers training camp kicks off tomorrow. We're going to have a busy show up in Green Bay. A lot of moving pieces. Bulaga's hopping on. Jason at practice sharing his insights.
Jason at Goody and LaFleur.
Yeah, there's press conference. All kinds of fun stuff going on tomorrow. So we're going to have trivia tomorrow, but it's going to be Packers related tomorrow. But tomorrow's Wednesday, so we don't want to deprive Tausch of one of our staples. So today is a special early edition of Wisconsin Geography Wednesday on a Tuesday. And the questions today are courtesy of Up North Joe.
Caller 11 for the 11-game winning streak the Brewers are currently on. Caller 11. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 11. We will play trivia coming up. Now, I don't know how it's going to go. What I do know, better than anything else, is that you and UW Credit Union go well together.
They do, and for every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, they're going to help you reach your financial goals, and whether it's keeping banking local, member-first service, or the great perks like early payday, UW Credit Union has it all, but they have Bucky, and how can you not love seeing that pretty, pretty little face? If you love Wisconsin like I do, you can't pay with anything else. Fandom will make you do crazy things, but this makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member. Get your Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't want to win. Celebrate, baby, I just don't wanna wait.
Jesse, are you messing with me?
No, sir.
2 days in a row. Pretty excited about this. Time now for trivia presented by Vortex Golf.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
And for the second consecutive day, it's a first-time contestant! Let's welcome in Jane in Grafton. Jane, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Awesome. Congratulations on being a first-time contestant. I know you're a long-time listener. What caused the spirit to move you to call today? Or have you been calling all along and just never got in?
Actually, we just I happened to have a phone in my hand when I was listening to the radio in the car, driving home from golfing.
How'd you play?
How'd you hit him?
So it was just luck.
Yeah.
I feel like I won just by getting through.
Aw.
Oh, it's perfect.
What'd you shoot? You played 9 holes? Did you stay under 200 like Tausch thinks I can't?
Not really. Yeah, it was probably about 682 for 18 today. Not that bad. It wasn't that bad, yeah. Well, but it wasn't good.
Hopefully this will be better. Regardless of how good it was, it'll be even better for trivia. It is Wisconsin Geography Wednesday trivia courtesy of Up North Joe. Jane, question number one is this. Which Wisconsin city along the Mississippi River is home to Granddad Bluff, which sits approximately 590 feet above the surrounding land and is formed by Dolomite and Cambrian sandstone? Is that city Eau Claire, La Crosse, or Dubuque? I agree with Tausch, Wisconsin should annex it.
I think it has to be La Crosse.
It does have to be La Crosse, and it is La Crosse. Question two is this. Which Wisconsin state park is located at the confluence of the Trempealeau and Mississippi Rivers and is named after a 17th century fur trader and explorer?
Oh, jeez.
Is it Perot or Perot? I'm not familiar. Patterson or Devil's Lake?
I'll go with the first one you couldn't pronounce. Perot?
Tausch?
Say Devil's Lake.
Is named after a fur trader? Johnny Devil! God, was he a good fur trader? No. Perot? I was thinking French.
Ooh.
Fur trader? Jane, well done. Two for two.
There were enough clues there. Kinda.
Lucky guess.
Devil's Lake?
Yeah.
Question three.
I like Devil's Lake. Beautiful.
I like it too.
Question three. A latitudinally! Which of these state parks is located farthest south? Farthest south. And Up North Joe not doing me a whole lot of pronunciation favors. Is it Wyalusing State Park? Wyalusing?
That's how I've heard it.
Interstate State Park.
That's how I've heard that one.
Devil's Lake, not an option. Wyalusing State Park, Interstate State Park, or High Cliff State Park. Latitudinally, which of these state parks is located farthest south?
I will guess Wyalusa.
We will accept it because it is correct.
A three-piece nug.
Jane, wow. What a debut. 3-4-3. You've got four entries. I told you it was going to be better than your golf score today.
Awesome.
Well done.
It was today, that's for sure. Great. Thank you.
Jane, we appreciate your loyalty to the show. Now, are you the same? You can't be the same Jane that's in the YouTube comments if you're out golfing, right?
Yeah, I'm golfing. I don't have my phone on.
So Jane of YouTube fame, Jane of golf
fame. I'm Jane
fame.
With a Y.
Yeah, that, so is she.
We've got another Jane. Multiple Janes.
Okay.
We're so popular.
All right.
It's like
my doppelganger.
All right, Jane, congratulations. Good luck in the drawing on Friday. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Two Janes, am I right?
Jane says she's through with Romeo or whatever that song is. All right, that is Wildy Tausch trivia.
Isn't there an addiction? Jane's Addiction, too, isn't that one?
Jane's Addiction, that is a band. Some might say both
Jane
Jane's
says,
addicted to Wildy
Tausch. Is that her song? Is it Jane Says... Is that a Jane's Addiction song?
I don't think so.
What is that song? Jeez, cough much? Jane Says.
Says the guy who never uses his cough button. No, that is
I don't have a cough button. I do this.
Yeah, we know.
We're aware. That is Jane's Addiction.
Okay.
The song is called Jane Says. The band is Jane's Addiction.
That used to be one of the old staples back in my bouncing days. That and Can You Steal My Sunshine by L.E.N. And then, of course, Closing Time. Those are kind of your staples.
You don't have to
and
go
Sweet
home.
Sweet Caroline. We had a good little playlist back in the day.
If I may, could you tell us about Quick Trip again?
I certainly can. I love Quick Trip. Y'all know I love Quick Trip. And get ready to climb. Gear up for the Quick Trip Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Every sip gets you closer to the summit. Now through August 17th, play every day for free in the Quick Rewards app, and you can win your chance for the top prize of $250,000. They also have unbelievable deals going on right now. The Quick White Bread, 99 cents per loaf. Nature's Touch Ice Cream. Buy one pint for $3.99, and boop, you get another one for free. Kitchen Cravings Bacon Wrap Pork Loins for $5. You know what? Life is busy, and Quick Trip gets it. Quick Trip is your one stop for variety and quality and fast service, gas and free air for your tires, clean bathrooms. Quick Trip's got you covered. Quick Trip.
Have a nice night.
Good night, and we'll see you next time.
Well, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Before we get to Woe Nelly, so I don't know what our guy Jared, also known as Jariad Frenchy, our correspondent in Canton, Ohio, I don't know what his paying job is, but he's got a lot of unpaid roles.
He does. He does.
565 Analytics Collective, obviously. He tried to be a ticket broker. Which did not work out so well. And he's also kind of the he kind of runs the YouTube comments on the ESPN Madison. He's like the house fellow from the dorms, basically.
He's the mayor of Dwellersville.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now
is Klinkster with him on the ESPN Madison, or is Klinkster on Milwaukee?
No, he goes into Madison too, but he's not nearly as active. Jariad, currently with the number two crown.
Who's number one?
Not that we're keeping score.
I don't like this at all. It's obnoxious, in my opinion. but he believes...
You bring it up all the time.
Because you're the only one that says anything about it.
Nobody would know about that unless you said it. I wouldn't. They don't let me in on my subscription.
It's because you're not subscribed. But Jane... in the YouTube comments, who is absent today Again, I don't want to be a spy.
Wow.
Spells Jane with a Y. Jane, who was our contestant, spells Jane with a Y. She's not in the YouTube. Now, again, I do not work for the CIA, the FBI, or the WEBB, since they're all acronyms. I don't know if it's the same or we have multiple Jane fans. But we're happy for whoever Jane was that she got all three right. Time now for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Watching the red-hot Milwaukee Brewers take on the Seattle Mariners last night, I think I came to the conclusion, I know they had Griffey and they had A-Rod for a short period of time, but I feel like for me as a baseball fan in the Midwest and being the age that I am, the Seattle Mariners are the Sacramento Kings of Major League Baseball.
No.
The Jacksonville Jaguars of Major League Baseball. No. I think they're the most irrelevant or forgotten baseball team. They're never bad enough.
Big Dumper? Big Dumper!
They're never bad enough. They're never good enough. They're not really relevant on the national stage for me as a baseball fan in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
No, Big Dumper.
Okay. Then who is? If it's not Seattle... Who is the... Do we agree the Sacramento Kings are the forgotten team of the NBA?
They'd be one of them, sure.
You realize, like, the
Cincinnati Reds. I would say the Cincinnati Reds.
The Mariners had Ken Griffey Jr. They had Randy Johnson.
The Reds had Griffey Jr. In fairness, the Reds had Griffey.
Ichiro. Big Dumper.
Like, I don't understand how you can possibly
Felix Hernandez, one of the great pitchers in the era.
Yeah, every team has had...
Lou Piniella.
I mean, every team has had fine players that have come through, Hall of Fame players that have come through, sure. That's not the point. The point is a team that is never good enough to be in the postseason conversation or that you care about what they're doing
nationally.
If it wasn't
for Skinas, I'd say the Pirates.
Yeah.
Pirates haven't been relevant since Barry Bonds left town.
Again, that's where, okay, just the national fan in Iowa, sure, but because we're Brewers fans, or some of us are, we play the Pirates all the time, so the Pirates are relevant. The Reds are relevant. They're division foes that we play multiple series a year. The Mariners, up until 2 years ago, we played them once every 3 years. Once every 6 years in Milwaukee. That's changed now since they balanced the scheduling, so we see them a little bit more, but they're a jet, like they play late at night. It always feels like when we go to Seattle, we're playing during the week, like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
all right,
like
the
this.
LA Angels of Anaheim.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They had Trout and Ohtani for a handful
of
years.
They only got Trout, and he's always hurt.
What do
Mike Trout for Freddie Peralta. Are we taking that deal?
Stop trading Freddie Peralta for top five players in baseball.
Only if we can get Acuna, too.
Oh, and by the way, hey, just so you guys know, I took a lot of heat yesterday for that Acuna take.
Uh-huh.
And I understand. I just saw a promo for the Braves. They're playing somebody on ESPN. Who do you think they had up in the box? Like, they did a little promo pick.
Dale Murphy.
No. I'm going to give you a hint.
Acuna.
It was Albies. Some Albies.
Oh, Ozzie
it wasn't Acuna. So, you're telling me you're going to put him in the same category as Aaron Blanken Judge and Shohei Ohtani, and the ESPN crew's not even promoting him on a Wednesday night baseball game? Come on now. Come on now.
Are the Royals more relevant than the Seattle Mariners?
Yeah,
not
I mean,
anymore. They won a championship.
They were in back-to-back World Series in 14 and 15. And the Brewers had a lot. Like, Ned Yost was the manager there. The
Rockies?
Lorenzo Cain. Yeah, the Rockies. They're historically bad this year, at least, though, where it's like they're laughably
relevant.
So they've
got that going for them.
Yeah, like the White Sox, the Rockies, the Oakland A's, Sacramento, Vegas. Like, they're awful relevant. Seattle's neither of those things.
You're comparing a team to Sacramento, and there's a team that actually is playing in the smallest stadium in the history of Major League Baseball in Sacramento. But you're going to say the Mariners are more Sacramento than the actual Sacramento A's.
They made a movie about the A's. Jason's favorite movie.
I heard about that.
It's one of my favorites, yeah.
It
How can you
movie.
Not be romantic about Whoa, Nelly? All right, I think we're done here. We need to wrap things up. We'll do that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
The Milwaukee Brewers, the Seattle Mariners.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And the Brewers have won 11 in a row. The best record in baseball belongs to Milwaukee.
Tonight on 100.5 ESPN.
When you tell me I'm a wreck, you say that I'm a mess. How could you expect anything less?
I'm afraid we're out of time. Tomorrow.
Or
first
are
practice.
We? I can't tell with your espionage if we're actually an hour early. Or I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Good one.
Goody at 9:20 tomorrow. LaFleur at 9:50. Practice at 10:30.
Bulaga at 9:30 around these
parts. I'll
be
a little in and out during the show, but we will be live from Green Bay. We'll have wall-to-wall coverage throughout the day, and we look forward to you joining us. Thanks for coming along for the ride today.
And maybe some free burgers.
And go Brewers. WEBB. We'll figure out what it stands for tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good. Have a good
Miss
night.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch? Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.